Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Johnson.
And I'm Jill Johnson.
And we bought a franchise.
Every time you say it, I'm like, we really did it.
We sure did. We put our money down. We just recently tried to write off as much of that franchise fee on our tax return as we could.
Yeah.
Didn't make much of a dent.
We tried.
Hey, that brings up a real, you know, for people who I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're interested in franchise ownership. Okay. When you pay a franchise fee, you get to amortize that franchise fee, the tax write-off portion of it, over the duration of the franchise agreement. So in most cases, it's 10 years. So if you pay 50 grand on a franchise fee, that means every single year you can write off 5K. However, if you were to sell your business in year five, you could write off then once you sold the business, the whole amount. So there's a little quick write-off strategy on paying a franchise fee.
Good to know. Thank you.
Jill, what have you been up to this week running a franchise?
You know, it's so funny. I've been doing a lot of local networking things. And it's different because, you know, normally Jack and I, our business is national, right? As franchise consultants, we help everyone all over the place. Doesn't matter where you're located. Now we finally have a local business. And so marketing this business and networking is so, so different. It's like we finally have something for everyone now. So I've been trying a bunch of different approaches just to get the word out, and just connect with people, and I'm just finding the most, first of all, amazing people. I'm meeting a lot of people, which
what,
is great.
Can you talk about, like, when you tell people about Pinks, like, what is the response and like how it, you know, oh my God, but you know, you told
well,
me about
everyone has like a connection. So that's what I think is very cool with this is that, first of all, we always joke, everyone has windows, right? I mean, you live with windows, you work with windows, everything. There's windows everywhere. So in theory, everyone is a potential customer.
Absolutely.
But you forget about things like commercial and residential. And so I actually went to a networking event that was mostly realtors. But other businesses go in to connect with the realtors too. But it's just bringing up like this whole new world of working with realtors. Well, they need their windows cleaned for open houses. They can put it in their referral networks for their clients. They can do it as like a housewarming gift when they close on a house. Say, we're going to wash your windows and power wash everything and make everything look beautiful. There's some that are like last minute. Oh my gosh, I have a showing and the windows are disgusting. Can you guys come? So many opportunities you don't normally think of. Like we think just, okay, we need our windows washed, but no, this is a whole network of people that can contact you. And then they know people. Then there was realtor photographers, people that go and shoot properties, and they are going to also be a little bit adamant. Like, I can't shoot this property. The windows are disgusting.
Yeah.
So here, we recommend you call this person. There were just so many connections there. People that own multiple commercial spaces that they're leasing out. They need those properties cleaned, property managers. So it was just amazing to see the connections that Pinks can have with so many types of people.
I mean, I feel like when people hear the word, they see the name, they're like, oh, Pinks, it's so easy. You guys are those Pinks guys, mm-hmm. or Pinkies.
Pinkies.
The brand is really well set up, for being very memorable.
Yeah.
And it stands out. And like for that group that you are networking in, I mean, it's so perfect for being something that people want to refer. I mean, it's sticky. And not to make this a commercial about Pinks, but guys, this is the franchise we own. I feel like that's made it easier. On my side, I have not been out networking. Jill's the networker. I'm
networked out for the week, though, I'll be honest with you.
I'm the you know, work behind the desk, you know, and do the marketing and, you know, working with our GM guy. And I'll just tell you, last night I was laying down and our GM was still like having conversations with potential clients. I mean, he must have booked... I mean, a couple thousand worth of business. Yes. I mean, he was going back and forth, and I see these jobs, right? These window washing jobs, these power washing jobs. And like, there's already so much business on the books for next week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that for you guys, that's been the biggest difference. I think we're in
our sixth
week now. And every week has been better than the one before. And we're still getting our ass kicked by a couple other offices too. That's a new thing for us. There's other Pinks locations that are actually...
I can't believe you just admitted that.
I know. It feels like a freaking theme right now. Let me tell you something about business ownership, folks. you know, it is a game of never let the highs get you too high and the lows get you too low. But we're seeing, I think where I'm really happy is I'm seeing such progress in our revenue. We've added two new team members that we really, really like, that we're excited about, that we're hoping to graduate one to lead tech here in the next week. And so that's been exciting. I really feel like over the last week, we've really seen the business. I mean, it's just getting busier and busier, and I'm excited to hopefully place the order for our next van here soon. And my recommendation to any new Pinks franchise owners or any home service franchise owners, if you're buying a big territory like we did, like we bought 5 units, start with 2 vans. And actually, I mean, again, I love our GM. He's awesome. He really is. He's operating like a business owner. He's out there wheeling and dealing. Like, he got us, we've got a local group of restaurants here that he was able to close a deal with. We had to be aggressive, but it was worth it.
Yeah, it was not looking good for a while, but he managed to close that deal. So
yeah,
props to him.
But I would say this to all of you, if you're doing like more than 3 units, consider sort of splitting your territory in half and starting with 2 GMs. And that way you can kind of have a little competition going from day one, get 2 vans on the street, build your brand awareness faster. Because when these vans, and you know, in our case, we're washing windows and power washing, right? But whatever home services you have, the brand awareness of having the truck there, and people coming by and say, "Oh, can you wash my windows?"
Oh, that's key. Honestly, the trucks, you don't really think about it, but yes, the second they're parked in a neighborhood or even a, you know, commercial center, people see it. It's that visibility, and then that triggers them. Oh, I needed my windows washed. Let me go ask, or let me take a picture of the van. It really speaks for itself. So even with us, having one has been great, and I've seen it a lot. They have been in our neighborhood quite a bit, but just seeing it, we had our first like real spotter the other day that, you know, saw it just driving.
Oh yeah, they posted that.
And what's great about that though is like, that's just one van. Mm-hmm. So when we have more trucks out there, I just can only imagine that visibility. So that's huge to think about, you know, as you're looking at some of these different franchises, that, you know, the brand awareness, the marketing, how do you get your name out there? That's key. And also, what are you selling? You know, how relatable is it to your area? And, you know, is there a need there and all of that? So, but I'm still shocked every day when I encounter a new person that finds a way to incorporate us into their life, you know? So it's like a learning process too, that we came in kind of thinking we're getting residential and a couple commercial, and now it's like this whole new world of networking and referrals and all these things I just never even thought of.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised at what a difference, just a simple thing like saying we're insured.
Yeah.
You know, you guys
are
insured.
I need to remember to tell people that. No, it is. It's a huge deal, actually. And it's one of those things, again, didn't know from the beginning that was going to be such like a make or break it for a lot of people. So I've got to build that into my vocabulary more, because it means a lot.
You know, the other side of this too, and I've got to give some credit to, to Pinks and to Resi Brands. I was at a, I don't know what we call it yesterday. It was like a quarterly meeting at Palm Beach. I was on a panel for responsible franchising. So for those of you that don't know, Jill and I are franchise consultants. We've been in the franchise industry for decades. My family, we built and scaled a franchise to 120 units, $100 million company, and sold it. Anyways, so I got the opportunity to be on this panel, and the whole topic is responsible franchising and what responsible franchisors do to help their franchisees. And I was talking to a gentleman who is a former McDonald's franchise owner, and he was saying, here's what McDonald's did, and they were so great about supporting us, and they were almost obnoxious in their support of us in a good way. And I said, you know, I think I feel the same way about Resi Brands. It's like we do these weekly phone calls with other franchise owners, and they're after us to be on these calls. Mm-hmm. And we've got a chat group that we're in, and people are sharing their wins and, you know, posting their challenges. And, you know, sometimes you're like, oh man, you know, I'm so busy. I've got to do this other stuff. But when you join it, it inspires you. It motivates you. You see what other offices are doing. And I really do think that is so important. If you're, you know, obviously if you're listening to this podcast, you want to be a franchise owner. I can tell you our franchise does that. They are on us. And we're on them too. If we find something that we need, and they're very responsive, but they are almost obnoxious in a good way. And they're pushing us to go to the next level. Here's your goals. Here's what you're going towards. And I'll tell you guys, I promise you, if you think about this in your life, anyone that you've known that has set big goals and has been goal-driven, I guarantee you they are more successful than people that aren't. And the fact that Resy and Pink's have built this into the franchise where they're, you know, again, I was talking to Brandon, one of the founders last night. He's like, here's where you need to be at the end of May. I mean, it's so cool to just have that, you know, that affirmation of where we're going and if we can get there. Yeah, so,
and you're not on your own. So again, that's the beauty of franchising, is that you're in business for yourself. What is it?
And not by yourself,
but you're really not. So it's not like, a lot of times you think about starting a business and it's overwhelming and how do I do this? And I don't know how to do all these things. This, you really get the best of both worlds, because you have the support, you have the people pushing you, giving you advice, setting your goals, giving you kind of that blueprint, but you also get to take ownership and be the owner for it. And so it's a great way, if you have any, you know, desire to get into being a business owner, or you just don't feel like you're 100% ready to start something, you know, totally from the ground up, it's such a good way to get into it. And then as you start to build this business, maybe you decide you're like a franchise owner for life and you want to get different franchises and diversify. Or maybe you say, okay, my next step is going to be, now that I know how to do this and I feel confident, I am going to start my own business. So it's just a good opportunity for everyone. Jack and I did it backwards. We started our own business and then did a franchise. So it's not like, it's like, we don't look at it as anything different. We don't look at it as like, oh, you know, yes, we can start our own business and be successful, so that's all we're going to do. No, we want to look at different avenues, different streams of revenue. And this was a great one for us to be a part of. And we're learning from it.
Right. Well, and again, I think that, again, as we sort of try and we have our own family goals, and having a business like this, definitely it feels good, right? Even on our most challenging day, it feels like you've got your money invested in a house, right? When you're rebuilding your kitchen, you know you're making your home more valuable. You know, we've invested in this 5-unit territory here in Palm Beach. Our hope, you know, according to the Pink's Item 19, I think they show like somewhere around 800,000, you know, per unit. So yeah, do we want to grow a $3.5 to $5 million business? You bet. That's why we're doing this. But we don't want to stop. And that's the other thing I like about Resy too, is that, you know, I know they're going to do more brands and I want to add another one. I mean, why should we stop at, you know, hey, maybe we can net $1 million per year. I mean, why not net $5 million per year?
Yeah.
And I like that we have that future. And I like that, you know, the way we've been able to do it with their support is that I don't have to miss a tonal workout in the middle of the day, you know? So
you can't miss that tonal workout.
Hey guys, so here's for the next, we're going to start weaving in some actual franchisee interviews, clients of ours. For those of you that don't know, Jill and I are franchise consultants and we've helped hundreds of people become franchise owners over the years. So we thought, why not, with the theme of we bought a franchise, why don't we start bringing on some of our clients who bought a franchise? So we've got some great owners coming up over the next few weeks in healthcare, in roofing, in children's sports, all kinds of great stories coming your way where we're going to talk to clients about their experiences building a franchise, all while we weave in the stories of us building Pink's. So that's all I have for this week. Jill, anything else?
No, I'm excited for that too, because again, everyone's experience is different. And
wait a second.
What?
You need to tell them for your party planning. What kind of drink did you guys?
This drink? Is so cute. Okay, so we're doing grand opening. I'd love to invite you all, but I can't. But
free booze.
Free booze, but it's invite only. So listen, if you really want to come and you're local, hit us up. We'll see what we can do. But anyway, it's so fun. Pink's obviously is our name, so we're kind of doing a pink theme. So we were working with the venue that we're having the party with, and they were like, let's do, actually our fellow business owner Gina was like, let's do a special cocktail and let's make it pink. And they already have pink drinks. They have frosé and rosé and a sparkly thing, but we created our own Pink's spicy margarita. So That's going to be at the grand opening. So it's fun. We're going to have fun with it. We've got like a bunch of fun things planned. We're going to dress our son up as a little pink sky. Hopefully Jack ordered his uniform. But anyway, we are really excited. And this is, again, it's one of those things when I was talking to some of the people that I was with last night, it's just a party. Come have fun. We're not expecting anything. We're not trying to sell you anything at that point. Just come celebrate this business venture. You know, we want to welcome our, you know, introduce ourselves to everyone and be welcomed in the community. So
I know I wanted to add one last thing. We find, you know, that first job, if you guys joined us in the first episode, we launched with that huge job that we did.
Yeah.
We just got paid on it. So for those of you out there, that's an important thing to note. And, you know, probably some of you out there are smarter about this than I am. On bigger jobs, when you're working with commercial accounts, you might be 30 days on your receivable. So just keep that in mind when you, and most of these quote unquote home services franchises are B2B and B2C. But for your commercial clients, it's going to be longer. On our residential clients, we get paid as soon as the job's done.
Sometimes we get a check that we have to deposit.
Right. Someone paid us in cash. That was weird.
Anyway, whole new world.
But most people pay with credit card. Yes. And we actually have, through the franchise, we have a whole CRM system where we do estimates and they pay us and we do their credit card right there and it's all awesome. So anyways, I think we've given you guys enough for this week. We'll look forward to bringing you the next episode with a real live franchisee of another system. And for this week, I'm Jack Johnson.
And I'm Jill Johnson.
And don't forget to visit WeBoughtAFranchise.com. Tell your friends, like, and subscribe. We Bought a Franchise. Talk to you next time.
We bought a franchise. We did our research, looked at all the options, then we found Pink's Windows down in Austin. Now we got a truck and a team, and we're gonna make this whole town clean. We bought a franchise. We bought a franchise.